This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Frankly, be part of the solution. That's really what I want you to be. Get informed. I don't care where you get. I prefer you get informed here, obviously. But I don't care where you get informed. Just get the information, move forward on it, make something happen, get engaged. Really. Anyway, again, as I say, I always appreciate it. Brad Dacus will join us after the break. You know, it's already starting. Don't you love the Mitch McConnell? President-elect, he's congratulated Joey B. Actually, he's been congratulating, George Soros and Dominion, but that's a story for another day. Right? And, you know, it's funny. I've seen all these commercials. I'm going to be all over the place in the first 15 minutes here. Because, you know, I'm watching the commercials. I'm watching what's coming down. I'm watching what's going on out there. And it's just irritating as heck. We hear things like no one is above the law, yet they hid Joey B's son, Hunter Biden's laptop, for, what, a year and a half, 18 months? I also noticed, I thought it was really interesting. Been watching these Wounded Warrior and other commercials where men and women who went to fight for us, went to fight for our freedom, went to fight for our ability to steal an election. They lost their legs, they lost their arms, they lost their ability to work. And they're having to beg for money. And I was thinking, those sick people on the other side of the aisle who continually cut the military budget. That's the first thing they do, you know, when they get in. Check it out. I did an article. I have to go get it and pull it back up again. But I did an article where I broke down every time a Democrat president gets in, the first thing that starts to get cut is the military budget. Why is that? Now it's going to be military and police. You don't stand a chance. That's why they want to take your guns. Yes, they do want to take your guns. Anybody know what a mandatory buyback is, right? Yeah. Notice it's not a voluntary, mandatory. They're going to take your guns. They're probably going to give you what they're worth, you know, in scrap metal or whatever. But it's sad that we're willing to put out 60-plus million a year for Planned Parenthood so they can kill human beings, yet we're not willing to put out even half of that to help our wounded warriors, to make sure they have a place to stay, their kids can go to school while they were out fighting for our freedom. What kind of sense does that make? No, really. I don't have a PhD or anything in any particular field. That's just plain old American common sense. And okay, now I'm gonna take off. Yeah, I know, I'm wound up today. I've been listening to stuff going on the different news channels, and it's just like, my God, these people are just so dishonest. And when I say dishonest, I mean out and out, get up in the morning, what could I lie about today? And you conservatives, you people on the right, my Christian friends, you know, Jesus said, that you're supposed to turn the other cheek if they slap you. Now, I don't know about you guys, unless you're deformed, in which case I'm sorry. I only got two cheeks. The ones Jesus was talking about. If you want to get a little vulgar, I got four cheeks. After that, the gloves are off. You don't stand a chance. It's over. And I'm going to tell you what, if you have Democrat friends, I do. I have Democrat friends that I've had for years that I love, but I am floored at their mindset, is what they believe to be truth, and without doing any homework. I can't tell you how many of them said to me, oh, I don't follow that, when I'm talking about a particular thing. What do you mean I don't follow? It's on every channel there is. But I want you to know something. We don't owe them anything. And I know some of you Christians have sent me these emails and say we're not supposed to repay evil for evil. You're right, we're not. But we are supposed to call out evil. We are supposed to be the righteousness. We are supposed to let our light shine. You don't just sit there and go, do-do-do-do-do-do, oh, I can't wait to get him. No, you can. Where are the Davids? No joke. You know, again, I've referred to this story a dozen times just in the last 2 weeks. It's because as it unfolds, as I think about it more and more, here were all these Israeli warriors who they were cowering in the corners for all intents. Hey, Goliath, that ain't taking a money, 3 feet taller than me. He said he's going to grind my bones for a meal. I ain't going after him. You guys are nuts. I resign. Right? And here's a little pizza delivery boy. He shows up with food for his brothers, and he takes them on. Why did he live peaceably with them? Why did he try to work something out? It's a kind of peace accord, right? No, because it comes a time when it doesn't work anymore. It's not what they want. Look at these hypocrites saying, we should now all unify. We should now all get along. Yet, everybody that Joe Biden is picking to put in place is 180 degrees from where we are. No guns. This ought to put rules in place for hate speech. I want you to think about it. Why do you think there's a migration coming to the border? There's no reason right now in this global pandemic where everybody said, did you see the lines? Did you see them coming up? I didn't see any masks on those people, but I'll bet you when mainstream media starts showing their pictures, everyone will have a mask on. It'll probably say Biden 2020 on it, but whatever. This is why I say to you, you cannot give them an inch. Global senior host, Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, 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 really appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution, because I really do mean it. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, and it's a big deal when you spend time with us. And head up to the website, realside.com. You can sign up for our newsletter, sign up for anything. Let me know how you feel about the stories that are being posted. If you want a text alert that we're coming up, you can text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Let me bring him on. I enjoy having him on every week so much. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, an organization that does great work in protecting your religious rights. And listen, your right to worship God, period, which I fear if Joey B gets in, it's going to be squelched quite a bit. Anyway, Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Well, okay, so let's just get to it. What happened with SCOTUS last week?
Well, the Supreme Court ruled that the New York governor could not constitutionally have churches treated differently than other entities, and they said, you know, that limiting the number of people in a church, no matter how large the congregation, to only 10 or 25, while you're allowing the airport and the airlines to stuff their seats with, you know, and the like with people, they said, no, this makes no sense. The First Amendment Free Exercise Clause in itself says churches are essential and must be given and afforded the highest level of accommodation, churches and synagogues, because they have First Amendment protection, unlike other businesses and things like that. They have to at least be on the same playing field. It was a wonderful case. They said it was a clear unequal treatment under the law, and we at Pacific Justice jumped up and down. We have that fifth justice, Barrett, who tips the balance on the court, and now we're going to town with our litigation and others as well.
Now, we're seeing that, but we're also seeing, I understood that Colorado, too, just had the same thing come around, hit SCOTUS, and they went, you know what, we've already ruled on this. I don't know, maybe I got that one a little backwards, but you're going to see these things popping up all over the place, correct?
Oh, yes, all over. I know we at Pacific Justice are already out of, I mean, looking at other places. We have offices in, I think, 11 states now, so we're busy all across the country working to take on these challenges as needed, and we're predominantly in places that have been very oppressive of churches and synagogues.
Like California, yeah. So let's talk about the other big SCOTUS slide-by, which was, you know, them not ruling on the, really technically not ruling on the Texas case, but that was a case of, really, when you get down to brass tacks, it was a case of no standing, right?
Yes, and that was unfortunate. Many people saw this, that, aha, they ruled in favor of Biden, you know, being president. No. They didn't even get close to that.
No.
They just decided that Texas isn't entitled to file such a lawsuit because, according to the court, at least the majority on the court, that Texas is just like, you know, any other place. They're all impacted. The people who have special standing or especially impacted would be the legislature of Pennsylvania, and those impacted in that regard. Well, Pennsylvania's already tried this, and legislature, and they just shrugged it aside. So it's very frustrating. There's a clear constitutional question that needs to be addressed by this court, and that is, whether or not, does the Constitution mean what it says? It says the state legislatures must decide the rules governing elections, i.e. mail-in ballots. That's the question. And the answer is fairly obvious, but the court has avoided that, and if they'd addressed it earlier this summer, we would not be in the situation we're in now. And these states of Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, would not have had mail-in ballots, probably, and the outcome of the election on that alone would have been different, probably.
Right. Yeah, and again, I'm telling people that they really have to be, could a small group of voters in any one of those states bring case or try to bring it to the Supreme Court?
No, it would need to be the legislatures of those states that would have the best as far as standing. But it's disappointing. Alito and Thomas both made it very clear, you know, no, Texas has standing. They're impacted because Texans are going to have a different president than they would have otherwise had Pennsylvania followed the Constitution and respected the language of the Constitution, along with Michigan and other states. So I think Alito and Justice Thomas, I think they've got it right. But they were outnumbered, unfortunately.
But what happened, Brad, what happened to our other people? You know, listen, one of the things I brought up, and you're the scholar, not me, I said, look, you know, we want conservative judges all over the place. Well, conservative judges don't look at the end and then figure out how to get there. They're looking at policy and process and saying, did you follow the policy and process? Is this what Kavanaugh and Amy and Gorsuch, is this what they were looking at when they gave their opinion on this?
Yeah, they didn't weigh in on this. The thinking, where I think they're coming from, maybe that, hey, the state legislatures, they still have a remedy to address this. They don't have to approve the electoral college that came through. The electors, they still have a remedy to address it. But I disagree with the fact that they still need to definitively make it very clear. Even if you believe that, they still need to come forward and say, for the record, for the future, you cannot do this, rogue governors and judges. You have to let this be defined by the state legislatures. So they really, there's still a need, and I believe in the end of the day, the Supreme Court will rule on the merits on this. Unfortunately, it's going to be well after Inauguration Day.
Well, I still hold hope, being the idiot that I am, is that this will play out in Congress. And my understanding is you only need, and this is both you and I were talking about this earlier, trying to get Rick Green on the phone, to understand it, that only one congressperson and one senator needs to question the outcome of the Electoral College, and it has to be debated in both the House and the Senate.
Yes, and that's exactly what happens. And then they take it state by state.
Right.
They review it state by state. So it's
right.
Still possible.
Well, we got 30 of the states, and they only all get one vote each. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back with Brad Dacus right after this. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members note that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. It was reported last week that Swalwell had contact with the woman, accused of being a spy in 2015. The group also notes in the letter that in 2017, Speaker Pelosi called for then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation after it was revealed that he'd failed to disclose to Congress meetings with the Russian ambassador. President-elect Joe Biden is filling out selections for his cabinet. He tapped former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to head the Department of Transportation Tuesday, and multiple reports say Biden will choose former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to become his Secretary of Energy. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
An explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, seriously. And I so much appreciate the time you spend with us. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, to kind of discuss the legal issues of the day, what's going on, and how he is protecting your rights. And Brad, as founder of PJI, who better than you to tell us about Pacific Justice Institute, what they do, and how people can help you?
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're the nonprofit 501c3 legal organization that defends religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And as you know, Joe, we do this all across the country. We have an offices from New York to Orange County to Los Angeles, from Seattle to Miami. And we're serving everyone in the country without charge. And what makes us unique is that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We're very unique, and we make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of life. We have major cases. We have over 50 cases in active litigation. And if people want to keep up with those cases or support our work as an end-of-year donation in particular, they can go to our website, pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
All right, Brad. So a recent article that you put out, or a recent newsletter piece, apparently it's a church that has gotten Planned Parenthood to believe in God. And the reason behind that is they believe that this church's worship service near their Planned Parenthood is causing a problem for their business. Tell us about it.
They certainly do. This church, they meet once a month, so it's actually people from a number of churches, but they meet once a month, and they meet in front of the Planned Parenthood on public property, so it's protected free speech property, and they have a church service. They have a worship, they have a sermon from Scripture, and if there's hundreds that show up every year, and what happens, I mean, every month, and what happens, apparently Planned Parenthood is saying that they're losing business, even though this happens during their non-work hours. So they claim that their business is decreasing. People, women coming there to get an abortion is going down. they're mad. They're not making as much money off killing unborn babies. So they're suing this pastor and this church, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're defending them completely, as usual, without charge.
What are they? But what is the legal grounds that you could sue on something like that? Well, I'm sorry, the God we don't believe in, they're praying to, and he's causing us to lose business. I would love to be the judge in that case.
Yeah, you're right. It's an interesting case because since this is happening when they're not actually having in work during work hours, it seems like it's a bit of a stretch to say that somehow they're affecting their business. But in reality, we know that that dimension is there. People know there's a church that meets there, every month. And I think just knowing that, along with just the spiritual warfare taking place with the prayers of the people there, I think it's having an impact. And Planned Parenthood, I think, has a very weak case. They say they're interfering with commerce. But how are you interfering with commerce if you're having your gathering, your event, when no one's there? So I think I think they have a weak case. This Planned Parenthood, though, they have so much money I think they think that they're just going to wear this church out. They're going to litigate. Church can't afford attorneys. Well, that's where Pacific Justice Institute comes in. That's why we're representing them, as usual, without charge, the church.
I just love this stuff because it just shows the hypocrisy behind what they believe or say they believe or don't say they believe or what have you. And I'm going to do to you what I always love to do to you anyhow, which is now I got a bunch of little cases across, because we're at that time of year where for some reason, Christmas wreaths, Christmas trees, Christmas carolers, and now Christmas lights, by the way, are illegal. They're racist, all this other stuff. So in North Carolina, homeowners, they're in trouble over Christmas decorations again. All right, really, and you and I talk about this stuff every year. The reasoning is that the board does not consider this a Christmas decoration, but an Easter or Passover. It's a religious thing. And anything that has a wreath or what are those red flowers? I can't remember the names of them anymore. These all have to do with Christ, and we can't have those on the ground, with the HOA, it's like a condo. It's not a condo complex, but, a lot of housing tracts have HOAs. Are we serious?
Yeah, this is pretty outrageous. The reality is that HOAs cannot snuffle out the First Amendment rights of people to express their faith, or particularly during holidays of significance. This is actually, Christmas is a national holiday as well as a religious holiday. So they're way out, and we at Pacific Justice will not hesitate to defend homeowners and others who wish to use on their property their expression and appreciation of Christ coming into the world and celebrating Christmas.
But there's no way an HOA or an entity like that could preclude you from religious. I mean, let's not get ridiculous. It's not like he has a 40-foot cross that's all lit up. But to have a small cross on your lawn at this time of year, some kind of Christmas, maybe even a manger scene. I don't know. I mean, is the courts rule that you can be excessive, or you're not allowed to have it at all, or what have you?
Yeah, there's the HOAs. They have a right to have certain parameters that must be complied with people who buy houses in those subdivisions. That's understandable. But religious speech is different than what shrubs you can plant and whether or not you can have a circular driveway or not. This is something that's protected by the Constitution. So when the HOA decides to limit that, then they're really in a serious situation. If they can show a health or safety concern, okay, they may have an argument. If they can show that it in some way blocks traffic, blocks the ability for drivers to see kids in the street, I mean, you know, some kind of concern like that. But what we're talking about is the fact they don't like this large, or this, you know, this symbol on display for a temporary period of time. And that's another thing that's looked at is this, are we talking something about something permanent, or are we talking about something that's temporary? And is there any reasonable accommodation being afforded here for the recognition of this person's religious holiday and for their expression? So this is the kind of thing that we at Pacific Justice is to take on. You know, we went to bat against an HOA in Bakersfield not that long ago that refused. They said any group at all can meet in the clubhouse except a Bible study. So we stepped in, we went into court, we won. Bible study is going on, and so that's a classic example of an HOA overstepping their boundaries.
Yeah, God forbid somebody might walk in the room and hear something nice and kind about loving God and being nice to your neighbor. We don't want any part of that now, do we? I mean, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Who wants to hear that kind of garbage? God bless.
Yeah, and ironically, Joe, when this case happened, this was a few Christmases ago, they shut them down right before Christmas.
Wow.
Literally right before Christmas. And so they were literally the Grinch, if you will. Anyway, we saw justice prevail, though, and that's the good news.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. When we come back from the break, one of the things I, you know, who Samaritan's Purse is, and it's the Franklin Graham organization, and their only goal is to show the love of Christ by going out and helping people, whether it's medically or making sure the kids get gifts for Christmas and that kind of stuff. Well, the Freedom From Religion freaks are at it again. They're telling him and others that this is not right. You can't do this because it's a school that's putting these packages together. But I don't want to get into it now. I'll get into it when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Brad Dacus will still be with us when we return.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. I won't call it Joe's Christmas celebration show, but it might as well be. I mean, seriously, people, we're going through. If you go up to the website, therealside.com, I just posted a story up there, I think it was yesterday, about a group of people now in Wisconsin, I think it was, who said, or the AG says that this is, that Christmas lights are racist because some people don't celebrate Christmas. Well, if you look at the numbers, let's just say, we believe that the numbers in the United States that 80% of the people are Christian and or God people, okay, and they believe in Christmas. So what now what she's telling us, and frankly, the other 20%, probably 18% of them don't care whether you put up Christmas lights or not. It's that 2% that they're always touting, that they're always pushing for. And they get offended. Well, it's really simple. Don't look. Don't drive down that street. Don't put up any lights on your property. I'm going to put them on mine. But don't put them up on your property if it offends you that much. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, is there to protect me. That's why I'm so bold. Brad, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Joe.
All right, so this is one of the two I'm going to throw at you for this segment, okay? This is Samaritan's Purse, and everybody knows that Samaritan's Purse is run by Franklin Graham's organization. They are out. They pretty much will help anybody who needs help. So, you know, if there's a medical emergency, they get out there, they help out where they can. At Christmas time, they're constantly making sure the kids know about Christmas, that they have gifts, they have toiletries and food and that kind of stuff. And they have an operation called Christmas Child, and it's where millions of children around the world, they get millions of people, listen, millions, to get a shoebox. And the shoebox is filled with toys and school supplies and personal hygiene products and all that. And they do it in the name of God because that's what they're called to do. They don't do it because of themselves. So apparently one of the teachers or one of the staff was incensed that we would be doing something like this and sending gifts to kids and toiletries to kids. So they riled up the Freedom From Religion Freaks, Freedom For Religion Foundation in Wisconsin, and they went after that school with a vengeance because you can't do that kind of stuff. Wrote them a letter. School immediately stopped, said that we can't do this. Brad, really? We don't have the right in this country, whether it's a religious group or a non-religious group, to package these boxes up and send them to kids?
Yeah, this is I'm so unfortunate that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is that vehement in their venom and hatred towards faith that they're willing to let little children in need pay the price for their intolerance. The reality is this school district did not need to capitulate. We at Pacific Justice Institute, if it would have contacted us, worked with us before making this decision, we could have shown them several ways that could have easily have addressed it and mitigated this completely. One is to have a student club, like the Christian club or Bible club, whatever it is, let this be an activity sponsored by them. If that's the case, they're entitled to school facility use just like anyone else. Or they can have it right after school as an outside nonprofit coming in, say, 15 minutes after school hours, utilizing an area, and people volunteer to participate. It could be teachers, students. There's different ways that this could have been addressed, and it clearly avoided any need for litigation. But we would have gladly represented the school district had they requested our assistance for advice or for litigation.
Yeah, but this is common with school districts where they shut things down immediately when they get a letter from these people. And you and I, one of our first meetings, or where you helped me the first time, is I'm on a school board, and we had somebody. I mean, we have 22,000 kids in the district, and we had somebody complain about the Jesus songs at Christmas. And I called you. You sent me a copy of the Supreme Court ruling on Jesus songs at Christmas. And I gave those to the principal, the superintendent, and said, so we're back to Jesus songs at Christmas now. And so those are perfectly legal, are they not?
Yes, they are. And it's dealing with free speech issues. One of the first questions you ask is it individual speech, student speech, or is it school speech, government speech? Even if it's government speech, government can recognize Christmas holiday. It's a national holiday. It needs to be done in a manner that's non-proselytizing. But it's definitely allowed, and there's so many different ways it can happen. We talk about these different ways in the book that my wife and I wrote called Reclaim Your School. It's for parents, individual students, teachers involved in public schools who want to make a difference within the boundaries of the Constitution in a very positive way. And examples like what we just talked about.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me how this stuff goes on and on and on. And many Christians just lay over. They don't fight back. They don't push back. And people need to start pushing back. They need to start getting involved and truly understanding, you know, what's going on. And you have a right. You have a right to believe. You have a right to celebrate, just like others have a right not to believe and not to celebrate. And they think they're being accosted because they're having to look at a manger or look at a cross, as much as I am accosted when I don't get the right or don't get the ability to enjoy the season and not just go to I noticed the stores are back to happy holidays again. It's making me crazy, but that's my own personal little war. We have another one here where the ACLU is demanding that baby Jesus be removed from a nativity scene. And again, this is on public property, if you would. So the ACLU has filed a lawsuit. They want a nativity scene removed from the lawn of the county courthouse. Now, it's been part of the county since like 1980. And every year they put it up, the Optimist Club sets it up, takes it down, and even stores it. The Christmas display also includes Santa and a snowman. So according to the lawsuit, there was a resident who suffered harm and got triggered after he came across and saw baby Jesus in the manger. Well, maybe he's possessed. Maybe that's what did it to him. But this is legal, right? This is a legal thing to have public property.
It is. It absolutely is. This is not even in the gray area, the way this is being conducted. First, it's private party, not government. And second, the private party has actually gone out of their way to have secular symbols. And the Supreme Court has held, it's called the reindeer on a manger rule, not literally, but they said that if you have a secular symbol like a Christmas tree with, you know, lit up, or a snowman, along with the nativity scene, then you're sending a message about recognizing the holiday as a whole and not just the religious aspect of a holiday. And I think that, I think the ACLU is going to lose, but apparently they really want to be a Grinch this year, and they're going after this wonderful nonprofit organization's effort to carry out this tradition.
You know, but Brad, look, and again, you're one of the smartest guys I know in this area. The ACLU has to have smart guys in this area. What's the upside to doing this if they know? They know they're going to lose, do they not?
They have to know that they're likely going to lose, particularly when this goes to the Supreme Court. This Supreme Court that we now have, because of President Donald Trump's appointment, is the most pro-religious freedom Supreme Court probably in U.S. history. So, go ahead, ACLU, file these lawsuits. We'll see if the courthouse as needed. But the bottom line is they're going to lose, and we have a great Supreme Court to make sure that in the end of the day, religion and religious freedom is flourishes and is healthy and not bullied against by the likes of the ACLU.
Well, earlier before we went on the air, I won't say there was a leak, but I have a friend that is actually an elected official up in Sacramento, and he said Newsom is going to keep us locked down to February and or March. So what does that mean for the churches? What does that mean for the houses of worship as far as Christmas goes? I mean, with his lockdown order, you can't even get together for Christmas. So enlighten us. Talk to us. Do we have any hope here?
Oh, we have lots of hope because the Supreme Court's already held that the governor cannot, for example, religious services, church services, synagogue, et cetera, they have to be treated equally along with other entities. Other entities also, though, have constitutional rights, like restaurants. One judge in Los Angeles Superior Court already recognized that the government's not meeting their burden of proof to ban outside eating areas of restaurants, not inside, but outside.
Yep.
So we're going to see a chipping away of this. The governor's making a big mistake. He doesn't have science behind him. He is it's illogical. He's abusing his power. And there's still time for people out there in California to go to recallgavin2020.com, sign the petition, recallgavin2020.com, and sign the recall petition. That's picking up a lot of momentum, and for good reason. This governor has been very tyrannical, along with Governor Cuomo of New York and others.
Yeah, I think it's sad that we've allowed him to get away with this. It's sad that the Democrats in this state at the legislative level do not step up, do not call him out, do not push for him to relinquish the power that they gave him. And there's a way they can do it, but the Dems won't step up and do it. So it's really sad. One last time, get about 10 seconds, tell people how do they get involved with PJI.
Yes, just go to our website, pji.org. Sign up to get our newsletter. We're here to serve. God bless, and thank you for your support.
All right. Well, listen, Brad, keep up the good work. God bless you, too. We'll have you back on next week. Joe Messina, your host. Guess what? COVID cases are actually down, but only in Republican states. Wonder what that's all about. We'll talk about that the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.